Well, to something a little bit more concrete, the next poem is called Holy Ghost, and it's written largely for my own satisfaction. It's based on an elaborate pun concerning Horace Greeley, who, as you may know, founded the New York Tribune early in the 19th century. And Horace was quite an eccentric man, eccentric looking, eccentric acting, and a social reformer. In any case, he had two nicknames. One was Hod, and the other, the one I'm concerned with was Ghost. Also, his wife, who appears here in the poem, was, well, they didn't get along very well. But, of course, this was in the days long before divorce. In any case, you don't have to know any of that, I hope, to enjoy the poem, but I thought I'd at least insert that level of it. He also, by the way, referenced in the first line, helped compile dictionaries. The man, the Holy Ghost, the man who compiles dictionaries, writes travel pieces, likes to see a farmer out mowing or pitching hay in his shirt sleeves, while behind him his bonneted wife is upstairs in the wavering candle of the farmhouse, slashing mattresses, yelling like a searchlight, throwing saucers and pictures out the window in a rage because she can't be the Holy Ghost. To that man, he's the baseball player of the plains, a preacher who, through his labors all day, is his own best sermon. And while he proceeds into town bearing his future history, swatches of newspaper clippings stuffed in his pocket, he dreams of the clodhopper coming around the door of the barn with an armload of martingales, as usual, his face forlorn at the prospect, to confront the wondering, bulbous horses who look at him disappointed, about to think of the answer to a crossword puzzle, of him reaching over to pinch his wife at night and making her really scream like a marsh entering the turmoil of sunset. Nevertheless, it's too late as he rolls out the plans gathered above the tavern with the obsequious county commissioners. In his head, he doesn't see the farmer joined behind the corn crib by his six stalwart sons, all chewing tobacco and looking just like him, new planets that wobble out of the pine trees, armed to strangle their sisters.